legendary defensive back for the University of Alabama, Miami Dolphin great Don McNeil joins us via the telephone. Don, I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to Tuscaloosa, my friend.
I'm doing great. It's so good to be back, and all I can say is just roll tide. Keep on rolling.
Well, no doubt. And Don, as a guy that makes his home there in South Florida, this is almost like a dream come true for you, right? I mean, how far are you away from Miami Gardens?
Miami Gardens?
That's where the stadium is, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm 30 minutes. I live in Coral Gables, about 25 minutes.
Okay.
From the stadium. You're
so this
right.
is a dream come true for you. Alabama's going to be playing in your back door for a chance to play for a national title.
Yeah, we knew that this game was coming in town. I know it was scheduled, and we were just saying we hoped that we could be here. You know, we won it last year. And I said, man, it would be so great if we'd be in the championship game this particular year. And it's going on. It's happening. It really is.
You look at Alabama and Notre Dame, marquee matchup, two teams that just mean something to college football. We talk about the Irish and the Crimson Tide. Help us break that angle down.
Oh, yeah. We've had some good games in the past, and I think when I was there, I played them, I think it once or twice, and they beat us. But it's been good games every time we played. So I'm looking forward to it, and good tradition and all that, and a lot of classic games. And it's good to be playing them. It really is. It's the number one team and the number two team is coming together on January 7th, and I'm excited about it.
Don, you had a chance to play in back-to-back years and winning a national title. You were a captain of 1979, but as many people recognize, you won 78 and 79. How hard of an accomplishment was that for that football team back in 78-79?
Well, it was a tough accomplishment because we had to go, like I said, back-to-back. But, you know, Coach Bear Bryant was there, and it wasn't that tough because, see, we wanted to play for him, and we wanted to have a good record. And it wasn't that tough because Coach Bear Bryant kept our feet on the ground. He kept us composed, and he said that, you know, we split the national championship my junior season, and we came back, and we was kind of mad we didn't win it all. We did win it all my senior year. So that was on our mind, and so I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to win it all back-to-back. Glad we did that.
Don, do you see that as someone that understands the coaching business? You were a player for many years in the National Football League. To me, I've never been a coach. My next play that I coach will be my first one, but it seems like it would be a hard job to keep that type of caliber team down to earth. And how did Coach Bryant handle that? Because you guys knew you were good.
Well, yeah, we knew it was good. But Coach Bryant came in and said, listen, guy, hey, you guys ain't done nothing. So all you got to do is just look at other teams in the past. They get so high, and then they fall, okay? Now, we want to look at our accomplishment, but don't get so high on it. Don't get so stuck on it. And he kept us really down, and I'm so glad he did. He kept us even keel. He kept telling us, you know what, you're good, but you know what? You better go out and work every day, because if you don't work every day, somebody else is working, and they might be out working you. So, and Coach Bryant made sure that we went out every day, and we got better each and every day. And when we didn't get better, we came back the next day and repeated that next practice, and that was tough.
Well, you look at Don McNeil, the tradition, the credentials that he brings to the table, no doubt outstanding, a guy that played for the University of Alabama. Now he's involved with a lot of different things there in South Florida. Written a book, and if you're looking for one of those books that'll make you think, wow, Don McNeil. It's called Home Team Advantage, from the fields of rural Alabama to the pro football field of the Miami Dolphins. It's Don McNeil. He's a member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame here in Birmingham, Alabama. And, you know, just the other day, Bill Oliver got that phone call that he's going to be inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. And I know, I believe you have a friendship with Bill Oliver. I believe he was your former coach.
Yeah, my former coach was a great coach there. And everything I learned, it was from Coach Oliver and Coach Bryant. And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to be up under Coach Oliver, because he had me working there my freshman year, and he said he saw something in me, because I was saying, Coach Oliver, why are you so tough on me? But he said, Don McNeil, I'm tough on you because I see something in you. And I came back my sophomore year after my freshman year. He said, now, Don McNeil, you're ready. Take it and run with it. And that's what I did. Because Coach Bebrining, and especially Coach Oliver, had confidence in me and let me run because they had showed me how to do it, and I went on and did it.
Don McNeil, we're talking with him. He's in the game right here on 99.1 WDGM. It's Tuscaloosa Sports Authority. Don, I want to go back to 1979 and talk about, okay. You had five shutouts in that football season that you won a national title. How can a defense only give up 67 points in a season?
We came together, and that's what we said every day. Every day, we got to get better. And we cannot let this team do this. And it's one team I especially remember, and I think it was LSU, I think. That might have been my senior, I don't know. But we said we can't let LSU pass the 50-yard line because LSU had a great kicker that particular year.
It was 3-0 win, right?
What now?
It was a 3-0 win, right?
3-0 win. And it was cold, and the weather wasn't that great. It was raining and all that. And we scored the first We scored the first 3 points. And then we came together. We said, listen, we cannot let them pass the 50-yard line because they have a great field goal kicker. And that's what we did. We stopped them, and we did not let them pass the 50-yard line. And that's something that we prided ourselves on to do. And we did that. We had a great defense, and we did that. And that was just one of the highlights of that year.
Well, no doubt, 67 points. We're talking with Don McNeil. And Don, I want to talk about maybe this defense. You've got some outstanding players this year. And a guy that plays your position that could be, he's a consensus top 10 pick. I mean, he could go as high as 3 or 4. We're talking about D. Milliner, a guy that really is what we would like to call as a lockdown corner. There's not many of those guys. What do you see in this young man that's going to make an NFL coach very, very happy one day?
Well, first thing, he got number 28. We're number 28, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the right number. No, he got.
Oh, you think that's what it is, right, Don? Did you leave a little something special in that number?
No, I'm not going to say that. No, he got the speed. He got the tenacity, and you know what? He got that learning ability. He can take what was shown to him on the chalkboard. He can take from the chalkboard and take it to the football field, and that's what I see. He's a great guy, and I see that he's not stuck on himself either. Just go out and play ball, and he should be an All-American, a high draft choice, and he can do a lot of things. So I think one of the greatest corners on this particular squad that's ever been. You know, I tried to, but this guy got a lot of interceptions and all that, and he had an interception in the LSU game, and they didn't give it to him. They should have gave it to him.
You always
like him. I really and truly do.
You always look at good defensive backs, and you think about short-term memory, because from time to time you do give up big plays. And can you talk about that position and how the mental side of playing defensive back? You've done it in the pros. You did it in the college level at such a high level.
Yeah. First of all, you got to have a short memory. Because, see, you're going to get beat. If you play that position long enough, you're going to get beat. So you have to forget about that play that you got beat on. And then you got to have the confidence factor, too. So you know what? You come on out here, and you know what? I'm gonna do what I got to do to stop you. And sometimes you talk a little bit. If you get close to the guy, you talk about it. You say, hey, man, you in trouble today, you know, and I feel sorry for you. You try to psychologically get in his head. And if you can do that, that's great. So, you know, that's what I tried to do. And because the physical ability, sometimes you have better ability than he has, but sometimes you don't. You have to do that. You have to use everything that you can use to get an edge. Because you know what? Offensive wide receivers have the know-how anyway. They know where they're going, and you don't. If you can get an edge of just talking to him, trying to get inside of his head anytime, that's great.
We're talking with Don McNeil, and Don, you're also a pastor. I know your faith is very important to you there. You're a teacher, you're a coach. You also work with youth, and tell folks what exactly you're doing there in South Florida.
Yeah, I'm here at a church and a school. I do some counseling, and I did coach football when I first got here. But then I don't do that anymore. But I do a lot of counseling with kids that come to me, and I tell them how I made it, and I give them tell them about the people that helped me make it, and then I get an opportunity to tell them about my faith in Christ and all that, and that's great. And they look up to me, and just today had an opportunity to be in front of some eighth graders, and they had them ask me all kind of questions, how did I make it, and I tell them how I made it and all that. So that's what I do. I try to encourage those kids to go in and be the best that they possibly can be. And also I have opportunity to speak, represent the sports world. And that's a ministry going around all over the country talking about choices, talking about making the right choice. We talk about drugs and alcohol, suicide, and all those things. And then I had the opportunity to tell them how I came to know Christ in the public school system. And that's what I do, and I really and truly enjoy it.
Well, I've got a feeling when you get to heaven, you're going to have an extra brick because the rewards are going to be mighty, mighty high for guys like Don McNeil that have certainly served our Savior here on this side of heaven. Don McNeil, I know this time is special for you and your family, and Merry Christmas to you from Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, and maybe I'll have a chance to shake your hand when we're in South Florida, and maybe catch up. We visited many, many times on the radio, and I always appreciate your kindness to offer me an interview. Thanks so much, Don McNeil.
Yes, I would love to see you and say hello. And the only thing I want to say is roll tide, roll.